Hello all, here we are for the Audible Weed Walk, episode number 40. This is Nina. Last week, exceptionally, I spoke about COVID and as many of us already in agreement that much of the current situation lies with our disconnection with nature. Hence, we need to do whatever we need to do to ride out this pandemic. And then instead of trying to go back to business as usual, we need to fall back on our reflections that we are having now so that we can consciously link ourselves back to nature, wherever we are, in whatever means we can. In that way, maybe this current tragic and challenging situation may also be seen as an opportunity for humanity to course correct itself. Each one of us, however small way we can, have a role to play in this. Maybe using less water, repurposing, reusing, recycling, sharing, collaborating, being mindful of our surroundings, littering less, supporting or engaging rewilding, regenerating our earth, nature and ourselves. Maybe from that will emerge new art, music, creative ideas, films, and definitely new technologies, enterprises, jobs, well-being. Well, am I just dreaming? Perhaps. But it just seems so real and doable. Nature has forced us to be on this crossroad, and I just hope we take the right turn, you know, correct turn. Last week, in my listing of things that we can do, I had mentioned the following. Precautions, protocols, doing exercises, pranayama, engaging in activities of interest, sharing, connecting with people, eating healthy, etc. I had, on the passing, also mentioned contacting local care provider to get recommendations for supplements as one of the options to fortify one's immunity. Actually, personally, I'm no big fan of supplements, but believe that we need to know our food, which is grain, greens and vegetables well, so that we can get our nutrition and macronutrients from the food itself and not have to depend on the supplements. Several years back, I had I found myself in excruciating pain, which turned out to be because of kidney stones. After the normal medical, medication regime, the stones did not go away and I was recommended surgery. By then I had, read up some and had taken a second and third opinion by medical doctors and was very clear that surgery was not an option. My body can produce stones again and again. So, you know what? Like, I'll go back to surgery each time. So, for the immediate stone, I had contacted Dr. B. She's a wonderful Ayurvedacharya that we have in Oroville. And she reminded me and recommended a wild vidhi plant. This is called Pathor Kuchi in Bengali. Literally means stone crusher. Its scientific name is Kalonchi pinnata. It used to be called Bryophyllum pinnatum. It's called Ranakalli in Tamil. Just as she recommended me just one leaf per day for 15 days and my stones were gone. Then started the investigation why it happened in the first place. And it was linked to doctor recommended calcium supplements that I was having in the recent past at that time. You can see that's the reason for my reservation against supplements. But I know that it works for some people. Of course, sometime during ailment, when body is unable to absorb the nutrient from the food that one needs, one can get a booster dose of supplements and it's a great help at that time. Central theme is that find a way to listen to your body. If it is working for you, power to you. Supplements or not. In our community, We receive guidelines and recommendations to right this COVID situation. In one of the recent guidelines, I read that there is a study done in UK, which was replicated in the USA and Sweden, that had found that supplements may only marginally work when it was compared with people who did not take supplements regularly. That is, there was a control group who did not take supplements, and they were compared with people who took several different kinds of supplements. And it's a large number of people, so, you know, it has some strength, and done, of course, across continents. I had to go and find the source paper and read it myself. This paper by Luca et al. Is written by about 26 scientists, published in BMJ Nutrition Prevention and Health. According to the study, supplements worked significantly, but only marginally. For example, probiotic worked in 14%, meaning only 14% who were taking probiotic when compared to those taking nothing were seemingly protected from COVID-19. Similarly, efficacy of multivitamin were 13%, omega-3 fatty acids 12%, vitamin D 9%. Moreover, supplements only worked for women. Go figure that. I mean, nobody quite knows why, but that's what it is. So what happened to the vitamin C, zinc, etc.? The study found no benefit per se for taking these and garlic, which also is taken as supplements by some. Then I read a posting made on April 5th, 2021 by Robert H. Merling, who is the senior faculty and editor at Harvard Health Publishing, which is part of the Harvard Medical School. He also seconded this finding without actually referring to the study, but probably the paper came later. Anyway, but when he said some, in actually explaining, he said something very beautiful. He said that, you know, antibiotics were discovered in 1920s, and the doctors quite didn't understand how it worked, but they knew that it worked. So the biology of it was not really known. And in saying that, he's also saying that, you know, we do not all know how these vitamins or supplements or, you know, macronutrients from food, whatever it is, how it actually works. And that's the, I would say, the modesty of science, that it very clearly says things that we don't know, and what we have found now, here it is, and it may change tomorrow based on new findings. So based on that, he says that, you know, logical and well understood reason are there why a drug should work. And based on that, he thinks there are these things which medical science thinks, that vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and melatonin may help in fighting the virus. So, you know, vitamin C is an antioxidant that has long been promoted as a key player in healthy immune functioning. I'm actually, you know, reading his findings, and zinc may have antiviral activity, whether by improving immune cell functions that counters viral infections. So, you know, very, very topical here. And there are some evidence that suggests that combining vitamin C and zinc may limit the duration of severity of cold symptoms. And again, you know, these are the effects that the doctors expect, but they cannot explain, and no study actually has proven that is the case at the moment. So based on science, there is a reason to be hopeful that supplements such as vitamin C, D, zinc, or melatonin might help in fighting COVID-19. While there is no proof yet that they do, additional research could show benefits in certain situations or with a different dose or formulation of supplements. So it's, you know, worth pursuing, worth keeping our mind open. at the end of this, my personal conclusion is take supplements if it works for you, if you feel good about it. But let's go and get this good stuff from the food. Whole food, unprocessed food, food simply cooked, fortified with good spices like turmeric or curcumin, ginger, pippali, which is a wild weedy plant, by the way, also cultivated, which is piper longum, black pepper, which is peppercorn, etc. Any Ayurved will give you a whole list of options that you can take as a supplements also. Ashwagandha, Vitania somnifera, Boervia diffusa, which is Punarnava, Giloy or Guduchi, Chinospora cordifolia, and there are many more. By the way, all these plants, the last few I told, they're all wild, uncultivated, weedy plants growing around you. You may not know them, but they are right around you, waiting to be found. And they are growing there. I always feel that these plants are growing at a time and a season for us to kind of take care of us. You know, it's kind of nature wrapping their arms around us and telling, you know, I'm there. We have to just find a way to listen to that language and understand that. I thought each week I will at least highlight one plant that is currently in season that you can incorporate in your diet. So this week, my plant of the week is Bhringaraja or Karsalankai in Tamil, or it's called False Daisy in English, and the scientific name is Eclipta prostrata. You may also find Eclipta alba in the literature because that's what it was called before. It is from the sunflower family. The leaves taste bitter, hot, sharp and dry. The leaves contain high amount of proteins. It is an antioxidant, antibacterial, antiviral and analgesic. The plant has so many benefits that I'm quite afraid to list them lest this be deemed as a superfood and become the next fad. Important thing in taking plant-based supplements and diet, getting the nutrition from the diet, is to diversify. Diversity is the key to life, to health, to well-being of earth, of our body. This plant is good for liver, lungs, treats asthma, helps to deworm, great for tooth and skin benefits. Of course, many Indians will know this plant as great for hair growth and scalp health. It also treats ulcer and certain types of cancer, jaundice, leprosy, tooth ailment, eye problem, blood pressure and blood sugar. The leaves contain several micronutrients that includes potassium, magnesium, iron, and also zinc. Now, it has also, of course, vitamin E and also vitamin D. So you see, just one little weed growing around you, looking quite insignificant, tastes quite, bitter. But if you can incorporate in your diet, and by the way, you can incorporate in quite yummy ways, tastes quite wonderful. It is growing around you right now. It actually grows in couple of times during the year. I have found it immediately after the rain and also right now. So it has kind of two cycles around in South India. So check it out. Look around. If you do not know where to find actually the local stores, if you are able to go following all the lockdown protocols, they sometimes the stores have them also, like the grocery stores. So stay well, stay safe, eat well, and share, feel better, remain connected. See you next time. Take care. Bye.
This is Oroville Radio.